This is the Seedbed Daily Text. Receive the Holy Spirit. The Spirit orchestrates your such a time as this moments. Esther 4:12-14. When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer. Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. Consider this. I love to listen to orchestras, especially when they are playing a movie soundtrack that moves me to tears. An orchestrator is the master behind the orchestra's music, a skilled musician who has the capacity to organize instruments, timing, and notes to make the elements of a piece of music align and come to life. The orchestrator knows how the music should start, where tension should build and releases provide relief, and where the music should leave us at the end of our journey. In other words, the orchestrator is the mastermind behind the whole experience, the one who makes sure that I cry by the end of the piece. In our lives, heaven's great orchestrator, the Holy Spirit, coordinates timing using millennia, centuries, decades, years, days, minutes, and moments, and instruments, ordinary people like you and I, to create masterpieces. The Spirit's creative compositions in your life and mine accomplish the Father's will. You and I are collecting amazing stories of God's faithfulness that we have often only appreciated for their beauty at the end of each story, after all the seemingly disparate pieces have come together. In the moving biblical story of Esther, a young Jewish woman finds herself at the center of a great deliverance of her people. We sense God tending to the masterwork behind the scenes, orchestrating, coordinating, and administrating the rescue of his people. The instruments in this particular orchestration are Esther, our hero, her cousin Mordecai, her encourager, King Ahasuerus, the power broker, and his vizier Haman, the ill-fated plotter and all-around bad guy. Each person was participating in a story through which God would reveal his love to 1,000 generations, Deuteronomy 7:9, using the confusing affairs, plots, and actions of sin-struck humankind to create his masterpiece. Interestingly, the activity of the Spirit of God is assumed in the book of Esther without explicit mention, which is often the way the Spirit seems to work in your life and mine, virtually incognito and in the most subtle of ways. What do we discover about the Holy Spirit in Esther's story? We discover that the Spirit has expert timing. Your God is moving in your present in ways that will one day make your past and future make sense. We have decisions to make, acts of courage to accomplish, but along the way, the Holy Spirit is working through it all. Today, as people seeking to live a life awakened to Jesus, you and I will either have a such a time as this moment or be on our way to one. Can you see the Holy Spirit active behind the scenes of today's challenges, using you as an instrument that will result in His glory? The prayer. Jesus, I receive the Holy Spirit. You are orchestrating in my life in ways that I could never imagine. Come, Holy Spirit, I know that you are bringing together all things for my good and the good of others around me. The question, have you ever experienced a confusing situation in which you only later saw the Spirit's orchestration of people, timing, and events? Knowing that, how should you respond to the current situations in your life that seem to be out of God's control? For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wilt.